When the September 11th attacks occurred, phone traffic in New York and Washington skyrocketed. Many calls did not get through, but most emergency calls did, thanks to a system that gives priority to first responders and top officials. The government wants to expand this to the world of wireless phones. The wireless industry supports the idea, but says coming up with a plan that's fair to consumers would be tricky. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
There's a system to make sure that the most important calls get through on the regular wireline network. It's the Government Emergency Telephone Service, or GETS. Breton Green is deputy manager of the National Communications System, the government agency that administers GETS.
You dial a 1-800 number and then put in your PIN code, and then you dial the number that you need to dial. So, and that gives you priority queuing.
Priority queuing ensures that calls from government brass connect. It also helps emergency workers. On September 11th, 95% of the calls that relied on GETS got through. But that wasn't an option for the many emergency workers who turned to cell phones. Tom Wheeler of the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association says wireless networks in Lower Manhattan were simply overwhelmed.
On September 11th, in the period from 9 to 11 in New York City, wireless traffic was at 1,300% of its normal levels.
To keep first responders connected in the next disaster, the government wants to devise a priority system for the wireless world. But it may not work to simply transplant a model that works for the wired network. Tom Wheeler says that there are technological limits to wireless systems.
There is a limited capacity on the cell phone network as it exists right now. And priority access would have the impact of further limiting that capacity.
Each individual cell site might only be able to handle 60 or so emergency calls. Those calls tend to last a long time and could block out the average customer who might be buried under rubble. These kinds of concerns drove one company, Verizon, to table its proposal for priority wireless calls. Verizon says instead it will upgrade its network to handle more calls. But another company, VoiceStream, says priority calling can work. VoiceStream technology can identify each phone and give special treatment to emergency calls. Some customers might not get through, but VoiceStream's Brian O'Connor says the most important ones will.
It's more important for a police chief, a fire chief, whatever, to have their calls get through to provide emergency services for the greater number of people.
VoiceStream's proposal would give the same priority to 911 calls. It would limit the impact to a small geographic area. The government is still weighing this proposal. The White House had been pushing for a rollout by early next year. That's unlikely now. Tom Wheeler of the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association says his members just need more time to come up with a system that works for everyone.
Yes, the priority calls from government officials get through, and yes, the priority calls from a consumer needing to call 911 gets through, and yes, the priority call needing to say, I've gotten out of the building, honey, I'm safe, gets through. How do we make all of those work?
Government pays the cost of the wireline priority system and will probably pay for any wireless setup as well. Some have suggested that consumers might pay a premium for priority access in an emergency. Industry says it's not sure whether such a plan would be worth the complaints they'd get from people who don't pay extra and then can't get through. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.